Welcome back to segment number two of Meet the Community this morning here with Mr. Mark Corman. He is the owner of Fluid Power Support in Mexico. We kind of talked a little bit about you growing up in Martinsburg. You said you moved to Mexico in 1984. Tell us a little bit about Mexico 1984 compared to today. What did that look like?
I think there's a lot different. When you come to a new community, nobody knows you or know who you are, you know, so it, they're finding your place. I think everybody's got to find their place in the community and finding their place. And when you're younger, your perspective different. When you're older, by a long way of where you belong in it. And I like Mexico, but even though it's not a big town, it was a lot different than living in Martinsburg.
Well, and a little bit bigger than Martinsburg, I might say. Yeah. It can be a little intimidating, you know, moving to Mexico, I'm sure. What about the business community back in 84 compared to now? I think AP Grains was still around in 84, and my grandfather worked for Kaiser's. I think that some of those businesses were still around.
Yeah, they... But it wasn't really that easy. You had to have connections to get jobs at those places. It wasn't really easy to get a decent paying job then. I'd come out of construction, which I was making really good money. And construction, it was like a whole turnaround lifestyle, coming back and starting all over and finding a new career because there's not much pipe fitting in Mexico, Missouri. So it was like a start over.
I bet that's right. How did you, what was your first business that you opened?
I had a partner and we had a little machine shop. We did some business after hours and also had a horse stables. And I ran a horse stables for several years, and that was very... eye-opening to what business is about and people, dealing with people. So that was a good experience. But the first full-time business I ever opened was Fluid Power Support.
Talk to us a little bit about getting that up and going. I mean, I'm sure that had to be a daunting task to get Fluid Power Support open, and I'm sure it has grown exponentially since you first opened it.
Yeah, you know... It really wasn't as hard as you think it would be. We didn't really ever, you know, our name is Fluid Power Support, but we were heading down a different direction, so we thought. I was initially going to have a consulting company and work with bigger companies that had waste in the hydraulic industry. And on the first day I was in business, I got a call from a company that knew who I was and knew I could do pipe work. And we never got to do what I planned on doing. We started working pipe, me and my family did. And then we just started growing from there. But we worked pipe for probably 5 years, PVC pipe and building sub-assemblies for large projects with them.
Now tell everybody a little bit about Fluid Power Support and what kind of business that you have here, if you will.
The Fluid Power has grown. Like I said, thought we'd only be five people. We started out in a 50 by 80, 4,000 square foot, and we kept adding on to that building until it was 20,000 square foot, and then we moved up here at the intersection, and it's 81,000 square feet, and we don't have enough room. We're always looking for ways to relieve a little pressure on a room, you know. Getting to where we were, we put a laser in while we were still building the building. And we were up and operating a laser while we were finishing the building here. And then we moved, it was 2 months later, and we moved the whole plant up to this location.
About how many employees do you have now?
It's usually somewhere between 92 to 98, 99. It fluctuates. We didn't used to have that problem, but we have that a lot more fluctuation now.
Well, let's talk about that because, you know, I've talked to several business owners, and I think when COVID hit, that's whenever a lot of these problems started coming along, trying to keep your workforce where it needs to be. Has that been the issue here too? Did you kind of see a decline of employees whenever COVID came around, or how did that go for you?
Well, it just changed. You know, we were, what it felt like to us is the employees used to work for us, and now it feels like we work for the employees. We try everything we can to support an employee. They have different problems than they used to have, I think during COVID, when they were staying home with health issues, having COVID, that they got the feeling that that helped the other problems by staying home, but in doing that, it hurts the work environment because people don't understand that we have them working for a reason, and there's certain amount of overhead in a business every day, and if someone don't show up for work, then that takes someone helping to pay that overhead.
No doubt. I know you've taken some extra steps to help your workforce out here with the Chamber of Commerce and Workforce Development. Kind of explain a little bit about how that works for your employees here at Fluid.
Well, we've done several things. We had a business instructor come in financial and do financial classes for our workers. That was I think six sessions is what he did, different sessions for everyone. Then we had a mental wellness person come in and gave talks about how to deal with mental health problems and how to find help and how to understand other people's mental problems. You know, one of the big things in life you learn when you start dealing with the mental health thing is that if somebody's yelling at you and you don't feel like there's a reason, there's probably something going on in their life. And they're really not yelling at you. They're yelling at themselves most of the time.
They usually just yell at me because I'm with the media. But, you know,
there you go.
I'll tell you what, we'll take our second break and we'll come back and we'll wrap things up here. Mr. Mark Corman, he is the owner, CEO of Fluid Power Support here in Mexico, and our guest this morning on Meet the Community on AM 1340 KXEO.